Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
Well, this is a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough. And Bill Leake's suffering has not been in vain, and the debates we've had, I know Mark Latham and I have talked about this on television endlessly, and we've talked about it here. An important development in this ongoing discussion about Aboriginal welfare, three gutsy Aboriginal women, and they're bright. Professor Marcia Langton, Jacinta Price and Josephine Cashman addressed the National Press Club yesterday. They didn't hold back in their damning assessment of problems within their own community. And they accused authorities of excusing domestic violence within Aboriginal communities as, quote, a matter of culture. They accused Aboriginal communities and their supporters, these are Aboriginal women, but smart, they accused Aboriginal communities and their supporters of reverse racism and cultural relativism. That's when bad behaviour is explained away as culturally acceptable. Marcia Langton, very smart, told the National Press Club that manufactured outrage over the Bill Leake cartoon ignored the fact that, quote, just under 10,000 Aboriginal fathers are serving time in prison for acts intended to cause injury, sexual assault and other crimes. She said more than 30,000 children of these men, quote, are neglected or have been removed from their families to protect them. That's what the Bill Leake cartoon was about. The Alice Springs councillor, Jacinta Price, said it was unacceptable for Aborigines, quote, to keep pointing outwards and blaming the non-Indigenous people for our problems. She said there's a social inability to criticise anything Indigenous. How good's this? She said it is a national shame that in our recent history, Aboriginal male perpetrators have got away with their crimes based on the argument that they were operating within their culture's confines. Now, this is very gutsy stuff. Aboriginal women attacking white paternalism and urging their communities to take responsibility for their own problems. It is a very important turning point. Gutsy Indigenous women setting the pace and bucketing the rubbish we've heard in recent weeks about Bill Leake.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.